Can the Education for All campaign hurt those in underserved communities? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Grace Pye, assistant professor of mathematics at Gutman Community College, explores trends in sub-Saharan Africa.
The international community has for decades chased the elusive goal of achieving education for all, currently through the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal to ensure that all girls and boys complete free, equitable, and quality primary and secondary education by the year 2030. But as the world becomes what sociologist David Baker calls a schooled society, few have explored the impact of a universal education on the children who remain out of school, particularly in remote regions of sub-Saharan Africa where enrollment continues to lag. Through interviews with out-of-school children, their parents, and local leaders in rural Sierra Leone, I found that not attending school has largely become viewed as individually and socially problematic. While early research often cited a lack of value for education as an obstacle to universal schooling, I found that the desire to obtain at least a primary education has truly become a social norm. However, interview data also reveals that these children are described in harsh terms, like being wicked, senseless fools who are not useful to the community. Children who formerly worked and played with their peers on equal grounds are suddenly aware of their social and cognitive deficiencies, and now they feel split apart from them. It seems the implementation of an equity-based education for all agenda can inadvertently overlay a new social division, the educated versus the uneducated, and paradoxically create new social inequalities in a developing context like Sierra Leone. But this can be avoided if the international community maintains a focus on fully closing the primary enrollment gap, alongside other priorities like improving the quality of education while also addressing what the World Bank calls the learning crisis.
And that was Grace Pye of Gutman Community College at the City University of New York. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.